Now ponder well, you parents dear, the words which I shall write. A doleful story you shall hear, which time hath brought to light. A gentleman of good account in Norfolk lived of late, whose wealth and riches did surmount most men of his estate. Sore sick he was, and like to die, no help that he could have. His wife by him as sick did lie, and both possessed one grave. No love between these two was lost, each was to other kind. In love they lived, in love they died, and left two babes behind. The one a fine and pretty boy, not passing 3 years old. The next a girl more young than he, and made of beauty's mold. This father left his little son, as well it doth appear. When he to perfect age should come, £300 a year. And to his little daughter Jane, £300 in gold. To be paid down at marriage day, which might not be controlled. But if these children chance to die, ere they to age should come, their uncle should possess this wealth, and so the will did run. Now, brother, said the dying man, look to my children dear. Be good unto my boy and girl, no friends I else have here. To God and you I do commend my children night and day. A little time be sure we have within this world to stay. You must be father and mother both, and uncle all in one. God knows what will become of them when we are dead and gone. With that bespake their mother dear, O brother mine, quoth she, you are the man must bring my babes to wealth or misery. If you do keep them carefully, then God will you reward. If otherwise you seem to deal, your deed God will regard. With lips as cold as any clay, she kissed her children small. God bless you both, my little lambs, with that the tears did fall. These speeches then their brother spoke to this sick couple there. The keeping of your children young, sweet sister, do not fear. God never prosper me nor mine, or aught else that I have. If I do wrong your children small, when you are laid in grave. Their parents being dead and gone, the children home he takes, and brings them home unto his house, and much of them he makes. He had not kept these pretty babes a 12-month and a day, but for their wealth he did devise to make them both away. He bargained with two ruffians rude that were of furious mood, that they should take the children young and slay them in the wood, and told his wife and all the rest he did the children send, to be brought up in fair London with one that was his friend. Away then went these pretty babes, rejoicing of that tide, and smiling with a merry mind, they should on cock-horse ride. They prate and prattle pleasantly as they rode on their way, to them that should their butchers be and work their lives decay. So that the pretty speech they had made murderer's heart relent, and that they took this deed to do, full sore they did repent. Yet one of them, more hard of heart, did vow to do his charge, because the wretch that hired them had paid them very large. The other would not agree thereto, so here they felt at strife. With one another they did fight about these children's life. And he that was of mildest mood did kill the other there, within an unfrequented wood, whilst babes did quake for fear. He took the children by the hand when tears stood in their eye, and bade them come and go with him, and look, they did not cry. And 2 long miles he led them thus, when they for bread complain. "Stay here," quoth he, "I'll bring you bread when I do come again." Those pretty babes with hand in hand went wandering up and down, but never more they saw the man approaching from the town. Their pretty lips with blackberries were all besmeared and dyed, and when they saw the darksome night, they sate them down and cried. Thus wandered these 2 little babes till death did end their grief. In one another's arms they died as babes wanting relief. No burial these pretty babes of any man receives, till Robin Redbreast painfully did cover them with leaves. And now the heavy wrath of God upon their uncle fell. Yea, fearful fiends did haunt his house, his conscience felt an hell. His barns were fired, his goods consumed, his land was barren made. His cattle died within the fields, and nothing with him stayed. And in the voyage of Portugal, two of his sons did die. And to conclude, himself was brought to extreme misery. He pawned and mortgaged all his land ere 7 years went about. And now at length this wicked act did by this means come out. The fellow which did take in hand the children for to kill was for a robbery judged to death, as was God's blessed will, who did confess the very truth, the which is here expressed. Their uncle died while he for debt in prison long did rest. All you that be executors made and overseers eke, of children that be fatherless, of infants mild and meek, take you example by the same, and yield to each their right, lest God with such like misery your wicked mind requite.